This is New England Public Media. The state of Massachusetts has agreed to a $56 million settlement to compensate victims and families for the tragic COVID-19 outbreak at the Holyoke Soldiers Home. But first, the legislature needs to sign the check. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Governor Charlie Baker says he wants to provide closure for families of those veterans at the Holyoke Soldiers Home who got COVID in 2020. That's where at least 76 veterans died amid an outbreak. A $56 million class action lawsuit settlement was announced last week to benefit families who lost loved ones, as well as veterans who got sick and lived. So what has to happen now to finalize this settlement?
Well, the lawyers in this case will go before the federal judge who heard the complaint this week, present the settlement, explain how they arrived here, and presumably get the approval of the judge. This was filed in U.S. District Court in Boston. And then the governor will have to file for funding in a supplemental budget later this year to cover the cost of this settlement with the legislature. But as you mentioned, the governor, his administration reaching this deal with the families, 84 families in total who lost loved ones will be getting payments out of this settlement. And the governor saying that he hopes this brings closure to the family by not forcing them to go through a trial and a legal process here and relive all of these painful memories. This will result in payments of $400,000, $500,000 on average to the families. And even those who did not lose loved ones, but whose loved ones contracted COVID-19 while under the care of those in charge of the Holyoke Soldiers Home during the outbreak will also receive smaller sums as part of this deal.
On another topic, Baker in late 2020 vetoed legislation to expand abortion access in the state, saying that it went too far. But he says he is absolutely open to discussing protections for health providers who offer abortion care to patients in other states, states where abortion could become illegal should Roe v. Wade get overturned. So is there enough time to get a majority of lawmakers on board with something more concrete than just open to discussing protections?
There is. What we're hearing a lot about, though, is dependent on what happens with the Supreme Court. Governor Baker saying after the decision that he was troubled by the draft opinion from the court that would overturn Roe v. Wade, and that he was open to something like the law that Connecticut passed and Governor Ned Lamont signed. But that Connecticut law coming in response to a Texas law, and what Connecticut officials were worried about were people perhaps traveling to Connecticut seeking abortion services. What we're hearing now from lawmakers, advocates, is that they don't want to rush into something. They want to see the decision, the finalized Supreme Court decision, what it looks like, the exact details before they craft or if they craft a response to it. So depending on the timing of that decision coming out and being finalized, we could see something this session. Senate President Karen Spilka said last week that they are looking at language, her branch of the Senate, looking at language in the Senate budget, though we don't know exactly what she was referring to, and that will be debated in 2 weeks. They could be looking to do some small things. We know that they've created a separate line item in this year's budget, the Senate proposing $2 million to improve access for family planning clinics, funding for family planning clinics to improve access. The House also has money in its budget. So this is one way lawmakers are responding to the leaked SCOTUS draft.
And finally, barely a month or so into the Russian invasion into Ukraine, Massachusetts lawmakers allotted $10 million to help resettlement agencies in the state prepare for an influx of refugees. It's now months into the fighting, and that funding has not been released to the organizations who do that work. And now there's a disagreement over how the money can be used. Really quickly, where's the confusion and who can sort this out?
The resettlement agencies want to be able to use this funding to support all of their clients. This would be refugees coming from Ukraine, but also from Afghanistan, from Haiti, and from other South American and Central American countries fleeing violence and coming into the United States. Since this money was approved There has been a disagreement in the office about whether or not it was intended by the legislature to be used explicitly for Ukrainian resettlement. But the two sides, I'm told, are working together. Late last week, the administration said that the Office for Immigrants and Refugees was working on revising its criteria for how this money could be used, and they hope to get the money out, quote, expeditiously. So while lawmakers are preparing to address this and provide some clarity in the Senate budget next week, it may not be necessary.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, thank you as always.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.